Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very special guest preacher, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and fill the atmosphere.
to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. To God be the glory. Lord of our defense, we often say that you are our defense, but when our back is up against the wall, we quickly look for someone or something else to bail us out. When our emotions are untested and calm, we acclaim your virtues all day long. Yet when faced with trials and tribulations, we tend to jump ship and try to swim for shore, rather than trust your power to save us. Forgive us for forgetting so easily that you truly are our defense. And forgive us for seeking to justify and vindicate ourselves rather than allowing you to do so. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all, greater than all, you're
Father, thank you for using me to meet the needs of others and for meeting my needs through them. Help me not to seek credit when I give, but to do so in a way that gives you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Talking about good news.
Praise his name, you know I'm saved.
All around town, house to house, spreading the good news.
Yep. Claiming it in Jesus' name.
Changing life, they're testifying. It's the good news.
Come on and testify, be glorified.
The healing, mama's crying, must be the good news.
Get your worship on in here.
Good news.
God manifested in the flesh.
Good news.
Justified in the spirit.
See my angel.
Good news.
Reached among Gentiles. Believed on in the world. Received up in glory. Us preaching about good news.
Everybody's gonna show up, and you know, and you know why.
The deacon's teaching how to spread the good news.
Better go to Bible school, or mama gonna step.
The Holy Spirit start to move. Must be the good news.
And the anointing, it just won't turn.
When you can hear God calling you, now that's the
when he shows up, it's a rapper, cause he sends his angels before you to clear the pathway for sure. Condemning any word spoken against you, any weapon formed against you will not prosper. Hallelujah. Time to run the race, don't be a loser. As the anointing fall onto you, worshiping in spirit and in truth, call before the foundations of the world, spreading the good news of Yeshua. Well,
good news.
Come
God
on home, son.
In the flesh.
Good news.
Justified.
Make Jesus the Lord of your life.
Be my angel.
And if you
can come out, stretch your believe on you in the world. We see up in glory.
God
good
has
news.
Raised him from the dead.
He's coming back.
You will
again.
Be saved.
Good news.
We'll meet him.
Somebody
up
shout
in
hallelujah.
Be my angel.
Yeah.
Amen. Dear God, please remind me that Jesus displayed a heart of gentleness and compassion to his adversaries. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us an awesome word from the Lord this evening. So please tune in. You don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. After this selection, I will come back with our devotional message. Amen. Praise God.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship his name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Acknowledge the Giver. Praise be to God. In Malachi 3 and 10 says, Bring the whole tithe. Test me now in this. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows, to God be the glory. God asks only that you obey him. And when you do, he joyfully opens the floodgate of blessings for you. We see this principle illustrated when the prophet Malachi spoke to a generation of Hebrews who had turned away from the Lord. They were no longer obeying God or bringing their sacrifices to the temple. As a result, the entire nation was suffering. So Malachi called the people back to obedience, given with this word from the Lord. God asks them only to obey his commandments and give one-tenth of their produce, a tithe to him. He gave back a blessing that was so great they could not contain it. Now, this principle applies to us as well. God is the one who gives us all we have. He doesn't take from us or draw authority by asking for sacrifices. The exact opposite is true. The Lord gives us his power, resources, and wisdom freely. And it is when we acknowledge it and honor him as God that he generously pours out blessings from his infinite storehouse in heaven. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, I know everything I have comes from your hand. I commit my tithes, talent, and time to you. Thank you for providing for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop this.
I am the need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word,
her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
loving God, thank you for refreshing my spirit and turning my plea for mercy into hope-filled praises. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So if you want to hear this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 7 p.m. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. I hope you enjoyed this selection.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you.
trust in Jesus.
My heart trusts Him.
Oh,
my heart trusts Him.
In the midst of all of my trials.
My heart trusts Him.
All of my tribulations.
My heart trusts Him.
I learned to trust in Jesus.
My heart trusts Him.
Oh,
to God be the glory. Father, help me to remember that only you can fill my soul. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
The things that you're doing, knowing ain't right. Don't even know if you can make it through the night. So let's pray. Don't have to be ashamed.
Never too late.
Never too late.
There's a better way.
They always say they got your back. Hard time will make you face two facts. A waste of life, you can't turn back. Mama cried so much till she had a heart attack. In your cell, you're crying out, oh Lord. In the dark, sense the point, answers your call. You feel the Holy Spirit anointed you fall. The light of His word pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that I can come confidently to you in prayer, trusting you to supply all my needs. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's be like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem.
The problem may be,
He's in control.
He's in control and He knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in Him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control.
He's in control and He knows everything.
How do you know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in
and
Him I live, I move, and have my
say
name.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift them up with
you.
Abba Father, thank you for speaking truth to me through scripture. Please help me to receive and give advice well by relying on you to lead me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour and thankful Thursday for this evening. And now we're getting ready to go into the Word. So at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen? To God be the glory, because our God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know he's awesome, say, lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Praise be to God. Our God is awesome. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? And welcome back.
Thank you, dear heart. It's good to be back. I tell you the truth, it really is. I was having a little talk with Jesus today. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
I was having a little talk with Jesus today, and I was riding along, and it was already hot, like 80-something degrees early in the morning, and I'm riding along, and God is unctioning, bless you, God, unctioning in my spirit time. I said, no, it's not. It's time. No, it's not. So then I'm driving and I go, I guess it is time since you know all things. So I'm driving. I said, it's Thursday. I don't have a word. Didn't hear nothing. This is why I say you have got to be in the spirit to hear from God. When you get carnal and you going back and forth and thinking that, oh, my goodness, glory to God, thinking that he's just a man, he'll stop talking. And I know a lot of people are going, so you heard God talking. You're the ones I want to just strangle. You feel the unctioning in your spirit. The Holy Ghost is, the Holy Spirit is letting you know what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
And so I would be an unctioning in my spirit that it was time. And when you get to dialogue and back and forth with God thinking he's a man that you can talk to, oh, no, God, I'm not going to do it. No, get away from me. Leave me alone. He won't say anything after that. You won't hear anything in your spirit. So I went on with my day, and later on I'm sitting there, and I'm pressed for time because I got to get all these reports out, and I'm doing all that. I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. And guess what he does? I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. And guess what he does? He starts downloading his word. My goodness, Lord of God. He didn't give me what I needed to get that job done. He just started downloading his word into my spirit. I got so many little stickies sitting here in front of my computer because I'm trying to look around, write it on a sticky, look around, write it on. Oh, my God. Because I know I had to get the report out. So I'm writing all this on the sticky, and then I go, wait a minute. I got to make sure they're going to be on the line tonight because last time they wasn't on the line, so I need to double check. When God tells you to do something, my goodness, glory to God, his timing is perfect. Perfect. His timing is perfect. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God, strengthening me, comforting me in my spirit to get back to my Father's business. I thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God, for having your way on this line tonight and every night. Father God, what you're doing with your people is just amazing. It is amazing what you're doing with me. Simply amazing. I have preached for years that you're going to give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. And even though I don't understand how I'm able to do what I'm doing right now, my goodness, short of your strength, your comfort, your arms wrapped around me, you telling me, reminding me, I have a plan and a purpose for your life. Mm-hmm. And so for that, oh God, we say thank you. Oh my goodness, glory to God, don't make me preach while I'm praying. It is not, the plan does not finish because something around you has taken place to devastate you. The plan is not over, it's still in place.
Amen.
And God is saying, I still have plans. Mm-hmm. I haven't even got you to where I need you to be. And so tonight, I'm allowing the Lord to use me. And I pray that it comes out good. The last time I tried, I just, I didn't do so good. So we know God is going to have his way, and he's going to make sure everybody that needs to hear this word is not only going to hear it, but they're going to what? And all that getting, they're going to get understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have your way right now, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You know, I feel like one of them, look, I almost gave myself away. I said, I feel like my nose, I might not want to say that now. I used to say it when I was younger. I feel like one of those old ladies that said, I feel my help coming on. My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. Thank God for all of you that have joined us tonight. I think I text like 70-something people because I felt like if I had one person, not 70. If I had one person, that would be all the strength that I need to get this word out, because God has let me know if I only send one, I need you to still preach to the one.
Amen.
And if nobody else is on this line, my husband, he's standing behind me in the other room, and I can hear the thing echoing, so I know he's on. We bless God.
And you
here
have
we
one.
Go. Thank you, God. Here we go. We're going to be coming from 2 Kings. Thank you, Father. 2 Kings 4, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Here we go. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, and it reads, now the wife of one of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And now his creditor is coming to take my two children as his slaves. How can I help you? Asked Elijah. He didn't give her a chance to answer. He says, how can I help you? Asked Elijah. Tell me what you have in the house. She answered, your servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Go, said Elijah, borrow jars, even empty ones, from all your neighbors. Do not gather just a few. Then go inside, shut the door behind you and your sons, pour oil into all these jars, setting the full ones aside. So she left him, and after she shut the door behind her and her sons, they kept bringing jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another. But he replied, there are no more jars. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay your debt, and then you and your sons can live on the remainder. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, here we go. The title of this message is, Did You Know? Oh, my goodness, that was good, God. That was fresh off the press. I said, did you know? And as soon as I said, did you know, I could hear that in the background. Mary, did you know that your baby boy, my goodness, I'm telling you, God has something in store for those who have ear to hear what thus says the Lord. We see how this, you know what, I wrote it all down in my little sticky notes at work, and I'm thinking, okay, I've done this before. But then what I was getting, I was thinking, no, maybe not. Here we go. The wife of one of the prophets, she goes to Elijah, who is a prophet himself, right? He's one of the main ones. And she says, your servant, my husband, is dead. Oh, God, you gave me this, okay? And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And now his creditors is coming to take my two children as his slaves. And so I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow, this is good stuff. And I imagine when she went to Elijah and said, your servant, my husband, is dead. Okay, that's her first statement. She says, and now creditor is coming to take my two children as his slave. And Elijah comes back and says, okay, how can I help you? Right? Because you just put a couple things before me. You just let me know your servant, my husband, is dead. Then you came back and said, and now the creditors want to take my children. Do you want me, my goodness, do you want me to resurrect or do you want me to rescue? What do you want me to do? Because I don't think you realize you presented me with a couple of things, right? You said your husband, my servant, he gone. And then you come back and say, and now they're trying to take my children. So I need to be clear what it is you want me to do. Do you want me to resurrect or do you want me to rescue? What do you want? And guess what? After he said, how can I help you, he turned around and answered before she had a chance to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even say, well, I want, let me see, my husband and my kids. He didn't even give her a chance to answer. He said, what you got in the house? What you got?
Yes.
And so now she didn't have a chance to answer. She just answered the second part of the question. And she says, your servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Now watch this. If you're looking at the tone of this word, you understand that in the beginning, she wasn't professing to be his servant. Okay, she came up at him going, your servant, my husband, he dead. Okay,
right.
And you know he served you good. Look
yes.
how she's saying it. Okay, so she is separating herself from the man of God. Your servant, my husband, he dead, and you know he served you. He feared the Lord, she said. So she came at him a certain way when she first saw him. And now when he says, what do you have in the house? She comes back and says, your servant. And I know in some of the scriptures it says, your handmaid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your handmaid has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Wait a minute. First you're going to approach the throne. Because guess what? I know a lot of people saying, she ain't approaching the throne. Yes, she is. Because guess what? She's not talking to Elijah. She's talking to God who sent Elijah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's talking to God. Listen, your servant, and you know he's here, the Lord. Well, if you believe that I'm a man or a woman of God, then you believe that I'm speaking for God. And if you believe that I'm speaking for God, then you know that you're talking to God. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
And so first she comes off with an attitude, oh, your servant, he, you know. And then when he says, well, how can I help you? What you got in the house? And she says, your servant, now her tone changed.
Mm-hmm.
She says, your servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. So now she's saying, he asked one question, she's answering twice. Because she's saying, first of all, she's letting her know, I'm your servant too. Oh, just a minute ago, he was my servant. You didn't want nothing to do with me. And now that you need me, now you my servant too. So she responds with two answers. She goes, your servant. So that's part of the answer because she let him know, I'm going to serve you. I'll do whatever, you know, I need to do. And then the second part, she says, but I have nothing in the house but a jar of oil. I love the fact that that sentence has a but in there.
Yes.
She says, I have nothing in the house but, and I changed the sentence. I said, but God. I have nothing in my house but God.
Amen.
And guess what? The same way Elijah proved to her that was all she needed, God is proving to us, if you got me in the house, if you got a but God, that's all you need.
That's right. Praise be to God.
And so she says, but a jar. And I say for every time someone says, but God, that's all you need. But guess what? She says, I just got a jar of oil. This all I got. This all you got. I know God looks at us all the time. He goes, when I ask them, show me what you have so I can give you what you need. They think they have nothing. Because she says, I have nothing but a jar of oil. But she calls the jar of oil nothing.
Yeah.
She said, I ain't got nothing. You got the jar of oil. That's something.
Amen.
And so Elijah, he says, go borrow jars from your neighbors. Isn't that funny? When you go to the man of God, oh, you highly anointed, you can take care of my needs, you can tell me what I need to know, and you go to the man of God, and he tells you, go on back to your neighborhood and start borrowing some jars.
Yes.
Can you imagine time of need? God says, go over there and borrow, and you're going, golly. The worst time, I don't know about anybody else, but the worst time for me to ask somebody for anything is when I really, really, really need it. Because that's the time that I don't need you to say no. You know, it just tears me apart because I'm going, oh, come on, I can't borrow nothing from them. But Elijah told her, go borrow not just from the neighbor next door. Go through the whole neighborhood and ask everybody for a jar.
That's right.
Can you imagine how crazy someone would have to feel thinking, go to everybody's house and get a jar? I can't just go across the street. At least I know them. They okay. Yeah. You want me to go to everybody in this neighborhood? He said, go to all of them and get a jar. Not only, look at this. We know that Naaman, right? Naaman had leprosy. And when he was told, oh, I know someone that can heal you, go see the man of God. And he goes to see the man of God. And the man of God don't even come out there to greet him. He said, go dip yourself seven times in the dirty water.
Yes.
Excuse you? I came to see you to get what I need. I didn't come to get in no water. And so you can imagine her going to the man of God knowing you have the ability to take care of this situation for us. And your answer to me is go borrow jars from the neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. You know, there's times when God asks us to do something, right? And you standing there and you listening to God and he says, go do this. And you're thinking, okay, they're going to think me strange. Because she got to knock on every single door. Send those kids out there, knock on every door and say, can we borrow a jar? Just a jar. Do you got a jar? You know how crazy that seemed? But guess what? She needed to get her son out of the situation they were in because of their debt. She
Amen.
Was willing to do whatever.
Amen.
She wasn't even concerned
Come
with
on.
What he told her to do. You know how I know? Because she did not say, do what now? It says, after he told her what to do, she opened up that door and let those boys go and get to knocking.
That's
it doesn't
right.
say, she said, how's that going to help going to borrow a job? No. She just did what she was told. You know what that's called? Obedience.
Amen.
It's called
Amen.
Obedience.
Amen.
She took her son, stepped out that door, and went to do what the man of God told her to do.
Yes.
Why? Because she's trusting. I know that you're a man of God. I've seen what you've done in the past. So I trust the God in you. And I'm
yep.
looking. I'm looking for whatever you tell me to do right now, that God is going to bless it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He went as far as saying, I am your servant. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to come in all big and bad, and now that you need to, oh, okay, I'm your servant too. And
mm.
and so now she goes out there. She's knocking on the door, and this is the thing God is trying to get us to know. Did you know? Did you know obedience is better than anything you could give God? He's looking
Amen.
For us to obey. Obeying
Amen.
God means you trust God.
That's yes, right. glory.
If you trust
glory.
God, that means you believe God. If you believe
glory.
God, that's the only way you're going to receive.
Come
Amen.
On now.
Amen, glory.
My goodness, glory to God. And so
mm-hmm.
she goes out with her kids, and she's knocking on the doors, and she's getting what she needs, and she's got to borrow. And just look at what God is telling us. You know how many? The title of this message is, Did You Know? Here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know how many people miss their blessing because
mm-hmm.
they're stuck on how God is using what God is using to get them the blessing.
Mm.
They're not paying attention to the fact that God is trying to bless them. They're paying attention
oh.
to the means that God is using to get them to the blessing.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I don't care who you're using. You tell that dog to stand up and walk over here and give me some sugar. Okay. I need sugar. Bring it to me. Bow,
Jesus.
Wow, wow, wow. Yo, yippee-yay. Who cares? When Naaman needed to be free from leprosy, Naaman was concerned that he had to get in the dirty. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. There are times when God needs us to get down and dirty. You know what it's called? It's called humility.
Amen.
Yes.
You have
yes.
got to humble yourself to get what you
Hallelujah.
Need.
Amen.
Glory.
That's why she had to borrow. Because, you know, borrow takes away pride, you know, because
yes,
pride
Lord.
Says, I ain't going mm. next door borrowing nothing from nobody. Well, he had to kill the pride. And how do I know
mm.
she had pride? Because she looked at her, you know, your servant, my husband, come on
mm-hmm.
now.
Yes, she did. Yes.
So that attitude was implying she got a whole lot of things wrong with her.
Mm.
But she humbled herself.
Yes, she
And she
did.
Said, I'm your servant. What do I need to do? I'll do it. And then she's telling the kids, bring me another jar. Bring me another jar. And they're going, okay, okay. They keep ringing the jar, keep ringing the jar. And then all of a sudden, there's no more jar. She said, ring another jar. And they go, there's no more. That's it? What? Look at God. The same oil that she started with
yes.
is the same oil she ended up with.
Come on, man. Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. I'm looking at everything he's telling me today while I'm writing on all my little sticky notes, trying to hurry up and do a job. And I'm looking at, I said, oh, my goodness. The oil never left the jar. So what was she pouring? I told y'all. When she said, I got nothing but this jar, she was saying, I have nothing but God with me. And that's what we got to do. We got to get to that position that says, I don't have any help. I don't have this. I don't have, oh, my goodness. But God, I still have God. The one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. That's what I got.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember that you got that. You got everything you need.
Amen. Yes, you do.
Because that little jar of oil was all she needed. He didn't tell her, oh, you're going to have to go get some flour. And no, he just, and guess what? The same oil that she gave out was the same oil that he looked at her and said, use the rest to live on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, how much oil was left in the jar that she can live on it now? Because apparently, she ain't working. Apparently, she ain't working. Because when she found out her husband had debt, she couldn't repay the debt. So apparently, she wasn't working.
Right.
So how much oil was in that jar that could sustain them, her and her two kids for life? He said, use the rest to live on. Well, how long are we going to live? A day or two? No. Did it run out before? No.
Jesus.
I used that same oil to meet your need, did I not? I said, repay the debt. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God says, I will give you exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Stop thinking about what you think you need.
Jesus.
Listen. When Elijah asked her, how can I help you? He didn't let her answer. You know why? Because she's going to come out with the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
If she says, I need you to resurrect my husband, wrong. If she says, I need you to take care of my kids, wrong. So either way, it's wrong. And you say, well, wait a minute. Why would that be wrong? And God is dealing with me with this. He says, if your husband is gone, it was in God's timing. You do know that God already knew when every last one of us, he knows when we're leaving. He knows how we're leaving. There are no accidents with God. It's just, hey, I know when it's time. And so now, that would have been, if she said resurrect wrong, ooh, this is good right here. Watch this. Not because I don't have the power to resurrect, because I do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the one that is walking around with a double portion of God's anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And the man of God, oh my goodness, glory to God.
Well,
I have all power in my hands.
In my
hands.
God would allow me to do you. Hallelujah.
So I can resurrect, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we think we can change anything that God has set in place.
Come on.
Well,
we can't change it. Okay?
Mm.
We might not understand it, but we definitely can't change it.
Jesus.
And so she's standing there and here's Elijah going, So how can I help you? And before he said, what you got in the house? Don't even answer the question. Right? You know why? Because my father, who I'm down here being about my father's business, my father has already told me what you need.
Yes, indeed.
That's how I know to tell you where to go to get what you need.
Yes.
What you need. But here's the thing. Before I bring it in, here's the thing. What she needed was already in the house.
Yes.
That oil was there before the husband. Before the husband died, the oil was in the house.
Amen.
This is the part that God got me with. So now, everything that you need is already there. You're just not paying attention because you don't need it yet.
Hallelujah.
And so when you need it, that's when God will gear your sight to what you've been overlooking all along.
Preach.
And so now he's saying, okay, she thinks she got nothing. Kathy, you got everything you need to comfort you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Stephen, you got everything you need on that job with all that stuff they got you doing. Hilda, you got everything you need to help you deal with your kids and your grandkids. Sally, you got everything you need to get you a husband. Billy, you got everything you need to get you a wife. John, you got everything you need to get those people to act right on your job. And you're going, where's it at? I don't see it. You don't need to see it because you don't need it yet. When you need it, that's when I'll give your sight so you can see. Right? Mm-hmm. When Abraham was going up that mountain to provide his son as an offering to God, he didn't see no ram in the bush. He was just going. The ram was already there.
That's right.
And God is letting us know everything we think we need. The provisions are already there.
Thank you, Father God.
You can't see them because you don't need them yet. When you need them, that's when he'll allow you to see it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, oh, my goodness, God, I do love you. And so her jaws are filled and all of this is going on and she still got more oil. And God is saying, did you know that I have the ability to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think? Yeah. Did you know that, my goodness, glory to God, I am not walking your days with you from front to back. I'm in the rear, bringing up the rear. Everything that's going to happen to you, I'm walking that direction. I already seen it happen. Okay? So I'm starting backwards. And if I'm starting backwards coming towards you, then that, oh my goodness, glory to God, then that means I have everything you need that you think is going to happen to you before you need it. Why? Because I'm coming from the rear.
Amen.
So I'm coming in your days that haven't even gotten to you yet.
That's
so
right.
If I'm coming in your days, I already know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so because I'm heading towards you, I am heading towards you with provision.
God be the glory.
And if you know
Jesus,
that, oh my goodness, glory to God, if you know I'm omnipresent, so I'm in your future, I'm in your past. Oh my goodness, glory to God. So if I'm in your future and I'm in your past, I'm on the side, I'm on the top, I'm all around you, then that means your provisions are all around you.
Yes.
Everything you need is all around you. You just got to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. I tell you, God told me some things a couple of months ago, and I was shaking. I was like, what? That's crazy. You know, hey, get out of here with that. You know, I'm just talking. Running off on my mouth. But when I needed it, he let me know. I didn't leave you blindsided. I let you know what was going to happen. all of us, if we take time to sit there and go, right after you get whatever you need coming at you, all this stuff coming at you, you stand there and go, dang, I didn't even see that coming. Oh, man, I didn't know this was going to be. And God is looking at you like, you didn't know it was going to be that kind of job. You didn't know she was going to be that kind of wife. You didn't know, you didn't know. But did you know that I knew? And as long as I know, that's all you need. Only one of us needs to know, because only one of us can make the provision. Right? You can't provide for yourself. I have to do it. So you don't need to know what's in your future. You just need to know me.
That's right.
And I'll take care of your future. You know how a parent looks at the kid and goes, why are you asking all those questions? You don't need to know about no bills and all that. Don't worry about it. I got it. Because you don't want to spare the kid the heartache of all these bills and everything that it takes to get through life. You want to spare them the heartache. And you say, I got it. That's my job. I'm going to provide. And God is looking at us and going, they don't realize that they're my sons and daughters. And I'm saying to them, you don't need to know what's going to happen in your future. I know. And as long as I know, you're going to have what you need.
Yes.
I say, God, I love you. I do love you. Because guess what? You think, oh, I went over here and got this job. Oh, I went over here and married her. Oh, I did this. I did. And so where did you think God was when you was doing all this? He's looking at you.
God, I thank you.
And guess what? If you really want to know the truth about it, he didn't have to look at you. He already knew
That's
what
right.
was going to be.
Amen.
He knew what was going to happen before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what job you was going to end up with. He knew what kind of people they were going to be. He knew what kind of wife you was going to have. Can't stop shopping. And you sitting there going, that's it, Kathy. I mean it. Don't spend another dime. That's it, Kathy. And God is saying, those who don't know what they were saying years ago when they said, ooh, God says I'm perfect for her. And people would look at me and Stephen, and we go, we didn't say we were perfect. We just
right.
said that God said we're perfect for one another.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We can handle what we're going
right.
to go through.
Right.
And a lot of people miss it. You know how I know? Because of all the divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The divorce rate said, God, they did not understand when you said to death to us hard that
right.
that meant you're not going to marry anybody perfect. You're not even perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there are times when that pain seems unbearable because of what they're doing, I'm trying to tell you, God is still saying, but I knew this was happening, and I prepared you for it. Now, get this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is the last thing. The thing is, God is saying, I'm not talking about marriages that you put yourself into. I'm talking about the ones that I orchestrated. There is a difference. Because the ones that God put together, no man can put asunder. Why? Because God is protecting his investment. He invested in this marriage to go out and represent his love for the world. That's what marriages are supposed to do, represent God's love for us. Now, the other marriages that you just happen to, oh, I'm in love, I got to get married. And you got punched in your head and socked in your eye by the things they were doing, it's because that wasn't the marriage God gave you. and I know someone is going, so you're saying a marriage that God put together is going to be perfect. That ain't what I said.
No.
I said God will make sure you're ready for it. God will make sure you can handle it. That's why he said you're perfect for each other, because he knew what you could handle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
When God says, did you know? Did you know that nothing catches God by surprise? The way that woman ran up to Elijah, your servant, as if he didn't already know. You don't get no double anointing from God and not be able to hear from God. God already told him what kind of situation he was. Here's this. Not only did God tell him the situation, God sent him there. She think he was just happened to be walking through her neighborhood? No. He was sent there. Just like Jesus. You think all those miracles and all that stuff was taken from? Oh, look, he did this. He was sent in those areas to glorify God.
Yes.
Yeah, he went down a path. He went down the pathway he was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But God already knew what was going to be along the path. And so did Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
Jesus is God. So he already knew the road he had to take. When he looked at Mary and said, it is not my time yet.
Mm-hmm.
He already knew what he was there for, what he had to do.
Yes.
When God says, did you know the things that you think are nothing is the very thing God is going to use to show you
Amen.
It was something.
Amen.
It was something. And not only was it something, so are you. If you a man or woman, a child of God, I promise you, these things that happen in our daily lives, and guess what? You don't realize it, but everything that happened that hurt you, that got you crying and going through all this, that was the devil's doing. He wants to see you down and out, throwing in the towel. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. He going to those extremes? Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Because he doesn't care about anything or anybody. The okay. only thing he's concerned with is that he takes the place of God.
Mm-hmm.
But we know the devil is a liar. He'll never get God's
Amen.
Place.
Amen.
I don't care how many he fooled to thinking, oh, they got it made. No, the devil will never have God's place.
Never. Amen.
He's always going to be a fallen angel. And tonight yes. God is telling all of us, did you know as long as you have me, you have everything you need.
Amen.
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 Yes.
God
Amen.
Bless you guys.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God.
Glory.
We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
And at this time, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with our caller, 619-955. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone. I truly thank and I praise God for the word on today. And I feel your strength coming back, Sissy. I feel it coming back. And I thank and I praise God for that. And your word truly blessed on tonight.
Amen.
God bless you, dear heart. That's my Sissy out there in California.
Praise God.
Thank you, dear heart.
Caller 704-701, God bless you, and how are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Andrew, and first time hearing and listening was very refreshing, enlightening, and truly benefit from tonight's lessons, and I think I'll continue to participate and continue to be a blessing. Miss Kathy, I appreciate you for your invite, and I look forward to hearing you again on another night. Blessings, everybody. Thanks. Have a good night.
Amen. God bless you, and you have a good night, dear heart. Area code 252-226. God bless you. And how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
God bless. My name is Evita Dinkins, and I'm smiling from ear to ear. I haven't known Kathy long, and I now can say Pastor Kathy, and I usually call her Miss Kathy. I work with her. And I always say she's a special lady because her presence in the building brings a big smile to your face, and she makes you laugh. Her word tonight was just awesome and on time, as God always is. And he's speaking through her, and it was amazing because it was needed. And I just thank God that he knows when, where, and how to make it work. And I thank him.
God bless you. Thank you for that remark. And truly, we have everything that we need, as Pastor Kathy say. We just don't see it. But God sees it. And when he sends his prophets or an angel to you to remind you, you already have what you need. All you have to do is ask, and he will increase what you have, because she had, like Pastor Kathy said, she had the oil all the time. But to her, she didn't have anything. So it's but a jar of oil. So he told her to go out to all the neighbors or wherever, anybody that you could get a jar from. And she was obedient. So she and her son did exactly what Elijah told her to do. So thank you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word, and God bless you. And also, caller 212-831, God bless you, and do you have a response to the message this evening? Amen. So now at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy come and give the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
I am so grateful to have Pastor Stephen in the house tonight, and I'm going to let him give us a couple of words.
Amen.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing this evening? I just want to say, it's always a powerful word from the woman of God. It's good to hear back on the line again. It's good to hear that spirit, that joy back in her voice, in her walk, in her talk. So I bless God for the word that came on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, when God says that, the provisions, if you don't take anything else, when he says, did you know, provisions are already in place for you.
Yes, they are.
So in your time of need, he's going to reveal what's already been there all along. Right now, all of you out there that don't know Christ, don't have not received him as your Lord and Savior, it is never too late, unless you're just not here. Then you won't be hearing this message.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till an hour from now. Just do it. He doesn't care about what's going on in your life. The only thing he cares about is you making a decision to receive him as your Lord and Savior. And if you do that, I tell you, he's got so much more blessings for you. Oh, my goodness, he has so many more blessings. Right now, just precious and heavenly Father, I confess with my mouth that I am a sinner. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross to save us, God. I invite you to come into my life, and I want to, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. And that's all it takes. It's not no long, drawn-out thing. That's all it takes. And he's right now, you ought to feel his arms stretched out, ready to hug and love on you. God is not willing that any should perish. He wants us to have life and life more abundantly. For however long you're here, you want to live a lifestyle that's pleasing unto God. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word on tonight to remind us, did you know, as long as you have me, you have everything you need. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. We ask that you bless every household represented on this line tonight. Have your way in our lives. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, that our ways may be found pleasing in your sight. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, oh God. Continue to be with us as we lead this phone, this line, but never ever your presence, oh God. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, and to constantly be reminded, as long as we have you, we have everything we need. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist Heather. God bless you guys.
God bless each and every one of you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again in Jesus' name. Shalom and have a blessed evening. God bless you, and we love you guys. And on that note, we are out on All Belongs to You. Good night. Love you guys.
Good night.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.